Even in 2017, with all of our smart devices, access to broadband is still a problem in parts of Colorado. Not every home or business can connect to high-speed or reliable internet, and some rural areas have no broadband at all.
It's not just a matter of being able to email or surf the web.
Kevin Ballmer is the deputy director of the Colorado Municipal League, which advocates on behalf of cities and towns at the state capitol.
And this is commerce and industry. It's medicine. It's schools. And if you can't get connected, you're being left behind.
Right now, consumers are largely limited to getting internet from a handful of major players, including Comcast and CenturyLink. If local municipalities want to get into the game, state law requires a vote of the people.
That doesn't necessarily put fiber in the ground or light it up, but it allows them to start investigating public-private partnerships and other options.
The city of Longmont is farther along in this process. After successful votes in 2011 and 2013, fiber has been installed for residents and businesses throughout the city. To pay off the bond, it relies on customers signing up, which so far they have.
We have a great opportunity to share Longmont's story.
Colin Garfield is working on a similar initiative for Fort Collins.
It'll create competition in a market that currently does not have any competition. Let money stay local. This is our one shot at doing this.
The city already passed a measure to explore other options, and it now wants to install its own fiber. But there's been pushback.
Measure 2B would spend $150 million on a broadband network with no plan for how to do it.
The Colorado Cable Telecommunications Association has pumped more than $100,000 into a group funded by the Fort Collins Chamber of Commerce. They've sent out flyers and mailers and produced a TV ad criticizing the city for trying to get into the internet business.
Instead, we should invest in public safety,
affordable housing,
and roads and bridges.
Proponents haven't done polling on the issue, but think the vote will be close. The city of Greeley also has a broadband question in front of voters, and Mayor Tom Norton knows the topic causes friction between cities and telecommunication companies.
There's some middle ground in competition getting a better service and being able to compete and being fair with the company that makes an investment, being able to get a return on their investment.
But even though Greeley isn't yet asking to build the infrastructure to provide its own broadband service, Norton says the city wants to explore all options.
The quality of the product and the speed are very important for us in the long run in terms of businesses and economic development. I find that it's not good for most businesses.
While the goal may be low cost and high speed service, state lawmakers may soon prevent cities from even going down this route in the future. The Municipal League's Kevin Ballmer hopes that doesn't happen.
I fully expect to see legislation that says if you want to have any rural broadband money, it will only be done when private sector companies are able to do it by preempting municipalities. We'll absolutely oppose that legislation.
A lot of local governments are pursuing this option.
That's Democratic House Majority Leader Casey Becker of Boulder.
Whether it ends up solving their community's needs is left to be determined.
She doesn't think all of these local broadband votes are the answer, especially for rural areas.
So folks have come to the legislature to say, look, there still has to be a level playing field. There still has to be fair competition. The private companies are working out with local governments. When are you competing against us? And when are you regulating us? And what do those lines look like?
Becker says the state will still have to step in to provide solutions to rural areas where it's extremely expensive to install broadband infrastructure. She plans to work on the issue when lawmakers return to the state capitol in January. I'm Benta Berkland.